David Ruffin. Well, if you've ever experienced a disappointing love life, in his new book, Learn to Love, Guide to Healing Your Disappointing Love Life, Thomas Jordan offers a guide for people who are not in control of exactly that, their love lives. Welcome to the show, Thomas.
Yes, thank you for inviting me.
You're very welcome. So to start with, you're a psychologist, a psychoanalyst, and you've been studying this subject for a while, I believe.
Yes, I have, here in New York City, treating a lot of people with love life difficulties.
And did it also come from personal experience, can I ask?
Yes, that as well. Yes, I changed my own love life in the course of my treatment experience, and I wanted to distill that into a guidebook that people could use to make similar changes in their love lives.
So, we do see it with some people. There is a pattern of going for the wrong person, isn't there? I mean, you see people in not very nice relationships, and they seem to go for the same people all the time. Is your advice to go for a different type of person?
You got to take a step back and take a look at what I call your psychological love life.
Okay.
And people call it the baggage you bring into a love relationship. It's what we learn about love relationships from the relationship experiences we have in life. We store that information and we bring it into our love life and our love relationships. If what you've learned was healthy, everything's great. You'll probably repeat that experience in your love life. If what you've learned was unhealthy, then it's a problem. And there are a lot of people repeating love life disappointments as a consequence of learning something unhealthy.
Are you saying learning from a child, say from your parents?
Right from the beginning. Our love life starts from the moment we're born and ends at the end of our lives. So important relationships pretty much become a part of that. For example, if unfortunately you've had an abandonment experience early in life, sometimes people with that kind of early experience find a lot of unavailable partners, for example. And I was encountering a lot of that in my practice over the years. So I felt it's important for people to become aware that this learning can take place and be replicated. And here's the problem, unconsciously, without awareness in one's love life. But the good news is, Selena, if you become aware of what this learning is, if you're able to identify it, then you can challenge it and move your love life in a new direction. And in the book, I talk about the unlearning method. It's a three-step method where people can identify what unhealthy learning has taken place and challenge it and begin to practice something that's a lot healthier for their love lives.
Yeah, I think unlearning is a good word, because I think what a lot of people do is they go for the wrong person and then they try to change them. That's no good at all, is it?
No, it isn't. No, there are a couple of ways that people try to cope with the fact that they've learned something unhealthy. One way is to become defensive in love relationships, and that's always a problem. And the other one is what you just referenced, trying to change your partner. I like to think that produces the double R syndrome. Double R is not rest and relaxation, but resistance and resentment. If people are going to change, they're going to change themselves. We can't really change another person, so it never works out well.
Mm. And you mentioned this three-step program, which we obviously want everybody to go out and buy the book. But can you give our listeners an idea of how to use the three-step program?
Yes, we made a list of the type of learning that can take place that's unhealthy. Experiences like abandonment, as I mentioned, abuse, neglect, experiences of dishonesty. And we came up with 10 of them. And in the book, we use that list of 10 to help people identify what type of relationship experiences have gotten into their love lives. And the first step is always to be able to identify what has occurred that may be being replicated in an unhealthy way in their love life. So that's step one. And then being able to challenge what you've become aware of is step two. And that's a wonderful thing, because we human beings, once we become aware that we've learned something unhealthy, we can begin to understand what it is, be able to see it show up in our lives. If, for example, you mentioned meeting the same kind of people over and over again. Well, if you're meeting people that are unhealthy for your love life and you're sort of stuck on that, becoming aware that that's happening is very powerful, because you can begin to ask yourself questions like, maybe I need to move in a different direction, and identify when the problem is reoccurring. And then step three is to practice the opposite. For example, if dishonesty was something that you unfortunately experienced in your life early on, moving your love life in a more honest direction, becoming sensitive to how honesty occurs in love relationships and such, is an important way of moving your relationship towards something healthier. So this is the unlearning pattern that's proven to be pretty interesting and effective with my patients, as well as in my own life. So I've been married for 27 years, so I think it worked for me.
It sounds like it does. Congratulations. And what about if you've had, your life's okay, you've had a good upbringing from your parents, and you don't think that you've got any issues, but you meet someone that you fall in love with, and they find it difficult to commit, so they've got the issue. Should they be going out and reading your book?
I would think so. Or maybe a little counseling experience to become aware of what's going on in their love life. You know, I think that we take care of so many other areas of our lives, our physical life, our medical life, our social life. We should take care of our love lives as well. Reviewing one's love life, especially after multiple disappointments, is a way in which people can take control of what's going on in their love lives and be aware of repeating patterns. So that's really very important.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I've met a lot of people, and it was part of the reason, as I mentioned, for writing this book, met a lot of people that were repeating love life disappointments over and over again with similarities, but not aware of the similarities of these replicating patterns in their love life. And it's very tragic to reach a later point in life having done this over and over again without awareness.
Yeah, I can understand that. And I think it's particularly prevalent now as well, isn't it? Because a lot of people are having to be together 24/7. And as much as you love your partner, it's not that healthy either, is it?
Yeah, the pandemic has really been putting a lot of pressure on relationships, absolutely.
Have you been doing lots of online counseling sessions?
Yes, by phone and online as well. And it's necessary for the time being.
And can your book help with other things, like a couple that are deeply in love, they've been in a relationship for years, but maybe one of them cheats and it's difficult to get over that? Can you help with things like that as well?
I think that when you have a cheating situation, probably some counseling will be needed for the couple. That's what I would recommend, because when cheating takes place, and I would put that in the classification of dishonesty in a relationship, it's very important to reach a point of healing. And to get there, you have to be honest, transparent, be able to communicate about what's happened in the relationship that may have pushed dishonesty to the forefront. So there's a difficult road there, but it's not impossible, and many couples are able to do that work. Ultimately, you get to the point of forgiveness.
Yeah.
And if you're able to do that work with your partner, the journey is a way to reestablish intimacy and keep the relationship going. So
yeah.
Good work.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've got your website up right now, lovelifelearningcenter.com. That's the correct one, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Lots on there, lots of tips, and there's a blog on there as well, so people can have a look. And the book is called Learn to Love, Guide to Healing Your Disappointing Love Life by Thomas Jordan, who we're speaking to now. And we are selling it, as always, on our website. Thomas, stay safe in New York. How are things there at the moment?
Oh, kind of slow, and we're waiting to wake up.
Oh, bless you.
At some point in the future.
Oh, bless you. And literally, it must be very early in the morning there, is it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well,
it's afternoon where you are,
it
right?
It is. It's 1:30. Thank you for getting up so early.
Thank you for inviting
All right. You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
TRE, your voice in Spain. What, ma'am?
What's that noise?